Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Highwayman by Kerrigan Byrne, narrated by Derek Perkins. Chapter 1. Scottish Highlands, County Argyll, 1855. Blood ran down Dougan Mackenzie's forearms as he crouched against the ancient stone wall separating the grounds of Applecross Orphanage from the wild mountains beyond. None of the other children ventured here. The wall protected the stooped and faded headstones that rose from thick carpets of moss and heather, fed by the bones of the dead. Chest heaving, Dougan took a moment to catch his breath before sliding down to sit with his knobby legs drawn against his chest. Carefully, he opened his palms as far as the broken skin would allow. They hurt worse now than when the sharp switch had bitten into them. Black emotion had kept him from crying out as Sister Margaret tried her level best to break him. It kept the tears from falling until now. He'd met her cold, bright eyes with his own, unable to stop his blink as the strap had come down again and again until the welts on his palms had split and bled.
"Tell me why you're crying."
The slight voice seemed to calm the intemperate wind into an invisible ribbon that carried the gentle words to him. The craggy black and green highland peaks jutting from behind the grey stone of Applecross formed the perfect backdrop for the girl who stood not three spans away. Instead of lashing at her, the stormy wind tossed and teased at ringlets so astonishingly blonde they appeared a silvery white. Round, pale cheeks, slashed with red by the cold, dimpled over a shy smile.
"Go away," he snarled.